On the show today, we have Toronto's very own Karan Bala talking about four top tech skills every credit union needs today. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Well, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Toronto's very own Karan Bala. Karan, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here and we get to talk some more data, obviously. So that's your wheelhouse. So you recently wrote a blog post called Top Tech Skills Every Credit Union Needs Today. So this was quite intriguing for us. So we decided to have you back on the show to explain yourself, Karan. So can you just, before we dive into some details here, give us a quick summary on this blog post?
Well, we wrote it in conjunction. One of our, the lead author on it actually is one of the VPs on our team, Roger. But I'm very, very key part of that sort of team. And what we've been trying to figure out is how do you get credit unions to understand the changing need of skills in the marketplace? And so the angle we've taken really at this particular blog and really how we're positioning it is think about your members, right? They have certain things that they expect now. I expect a seamless interaction. I'll give you an example. If I take on a loan, I expect that my ability to pay that loan is all set up. I can log in. I can take care of it. I can move through the process pretty easily. I expect access anywhere in the country. I don't necessarily feel like I need to be able to be restricted to go to a particular location. I should be able to do these things anywhere in the world, right? I expect now more and more that my financial institution will know and understand my habits, habit analytics, things like that. Yeah. I mean, understand where they're going with what my buying preferences are, where my journey is in my particular life cycle. Those things are what our members are expecting. But what they correlate into for a credit union is a technology change. And I think that's the mindset we're trying to sort of pitch with this article, is saying that you may be thinking about your members and you think about service first, and a credit union is all about service first, and service and products are the two things that they do. But the reality is that you can't do a lot of these things today unless you have the right tech behind you. And the right tech comes from having the right people. Gotcha. And so then the sort of article really kind of branches into some of the three or four skills that we've taken a stab at this particular blog, and identifying why those skills are critical to you.
Well, let's do a little rapid fire here of these four critical skills that credit unions need to have today. So the first one, let's kind of cut to the chase here. So the first one is data management. So can you quickly explain this one and what you're looking for here?
The amount of data quickly is going to be hard because there's a lot of information out there. No, but I'm kidding. The amount of data that's out there is growing fast, fiercely, and becoming more and more important. The ability to manage that is intensely important. It's a little bit like, and I guess, some of these jobs didn't exist in the past, so they aren't like entirely new, but the scope of them have changed. It's the old SQL programmers, the guys who could figure out how your data should be structured, how they should be managed, how you could extract it, and how you could organize it, and how you could organize it in a way that you are accounting for these new psychographic informations, firmographic information coming, all of these things coming in, census information coming in. How do you structure your environment and manage the movement of information where data integrity is maintained, governance, all of those pieces? A lot of that comes under your data management side.
Right. All right. Let's move on. Let's mosey on to number two here, data analyst. So I think this one's kind of self-explanatory, but I want to get a couple of details for you.
Well, it's funny. It's previously the first skill that I discovered, a lot of the SQL programmers, they would actually do a lot of this, but it's really morphed into a more specialized skill set. Data analyst is the one who does your data analysis. Okay, I want to build a BI report. I want intelligent reporting out there. Who defines what that looks like? What is critical? How exactly you should be making decisions on how we should be presenting it? So it's almost sort of a blend of the creativity aspect of somebody like a creative designer combined with a visualization expert, combined with somebody who understands data. That those three sort of areas have morphed into the data analyst skill set. And I tell you, from a demand standpoint, this is perhaps where we have the most demand coming in right now.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And this position is always evolving too, right? Because I mean, things are changing by the minute, it seems like. So yeah, so
data has become an asset, right? Everybody knows data is an asset.
Yeah.
It's this person's job to make it an asset for you.
Right. And that person is an asset as well, for sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So let's kind of go into more of a creative area here. Data marketer. This sounds very intriguing. Can you explain?
Yeah, so this is your traditional marketing roles have evolved also. I mean, I think credit unions are going through a reskilling. The whole industry, I was reading somewhere that we're expecting a turnover of the entire industry in sort of the next 4 years. And that means, you know, the amount of people that will change jobs over the next 4 years is going to be significant. But that's driven by the fact that people are reskilling. So your traditional marketer, I'm going to do something that I've done every year. I'm just going to enhance it. I'm going to do. And marketing was largely a creative job.
Right.
It has morphed over the last 5-7 years and even more so now into the data marketer sort of position, which is how will I use this intelligence that my data analyst is giving me, that my data management person has, and make it something that's real time. I'm going to come back to that term I just used a little while back, habit analytics.
How
will I take that? How will I take the preferential preferences of my members and make that something that I'm acting on very, very quickly? Mm-hmm. So and not only that, the closeness between the data functions and the marketing functions has increased significantly.
Yeah, no doubt. And the data for a marketer, especially in today's game, is gold for a marketer for sure. So yeah, this stuff is very, very valuable. So, and I want to get to the last one here. Number four, cloud specialist. So, you know, we're talking cloud all the time now. So now one of these skills is being a cloud specialist. So can you expand on this one?
Well, Mike, you and I have been around in this industry for a long time. I remember, what is it? Not even 5 years ago, we'd ask for surveys in the room. How many of you all are using cloud functions? And we get like, you know, 3 people, 4 people raised out of a room of maybe 50.
Yeah.
And now you ask, how many of you all have something going on in the cloud? And at least 70% are raising their hands. And the 15% or 30, you know, 15 people or 30% that aren't raising their hands are doing something and just don't know.
Yeah.
And the reality is that every organization is involved in the cloud. So now it comes down to, well, wait a minute, my data, the way I manage my servers, the way I manage my load factors, the way I manage my data security, the way I give access to my vendors,
right,
to be able to do that is all cloud-based now. To have that kind of expertise is critical. If you don't already think, if you think you're going to rely entirely on your vendor pool to do your cloud-based infrastructure, cloud-based startup, you're mistaken. You need to be able to figure that out. That's a very, very critical skill set to have. And if you're not already in the cloud, you may be a little bit behind the curve, but you can get there real soon. So you should be looking for somebody. Cloud is going to be critical. I think we're going to hear more. I do anticipate, just because I try to look ahead a little bit, I think the name for cloud is going to change over time because it's, it's growing to the, it might be the sky very soon. I don't know. but that's the speed at which the cloud infrastructure is evolving.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Totally agree with you. It's so critical.
Sorry if I'm coming out really passionate about this, but you know that one of the big things that we're trying to do is trying to help credit unions understand the need for change, the need for evolution. Well, we've taken a strong stance towards analytics and helping credit unions with talent solutions. It's fascinating to see the ones that the successes that the ones that are using services and adopting these new technologies are seeing.
Well, another big reason is that your main competitors are using it. You know, all the fintechs out there that are nipping at the credit union's heels are using it. The big banks are using it. So you gotta go this way or else, again, you're going to be left behind, unfortunately.
I've been taking a little bit of the approach that the fintechs, it was seen as the small bad boys. I mean, the big bad guys, you already know. But the small bad guys are ones we should start thinking about embracing rather than sort of fighting against. Mm-hmm. This is sort of a little bit, you know, but here's the other thing. If I want to work like a Chime, or if I want to bring in some faster LOS fintech, or you know, faster member preferences in fintechs out there that do a lot of this, I need to have that technology and skill set in house to be able to use those facilities, use those technologies. So it's actually even the fintechs to be able to be more like a fintech or to leverage the benefits you might be able to do by partnering with fintechs.
Yeah.
Even for that, you need better technology people.
Agreed. So what's the bottom line here, Karan, in regarding these skills for a credit union? Because I mean, or maybe the bottom line or / significance of this in today's game. Because again, I think we alluded to it many times in here that the change that's occurring out there is going at a breakneck pace, but we got to keep up with it or even stay ahead of it, right?
Yeah.
So what's the bottom line?
As an industry, I mean, a large part of the industry has been slow to move when it comes to change. We've been really sort of going and trying to really educate and share experiences with the industry about how important it is to start thinking about your own data journey, where your data strategy is, where you are, how you're progressing. Are you looking at information and data and treating it, like I said, like that asset that it might be?
Yep.
So that's my big push in general to the industry. What I'm finding, unfortunately, in the last 3 months with the whole economy sentiment, the way it is, uncertainty in the market, I'm finding some of the smaller and mid-sized credit unions are kind of pushing back and saying, wait a minute, let me figure things out. Let everything else fall in place before I make that change. Mm-hmm. And that's a very dangerous place to be because, you know, like you said, fintechs out there, the bigger banks, they are making those changes. So my, you know, it's really about sort of asking folks to kind of think about what exactly will be that turnaround, what is going to differentiate you coming out, mm-hmm. and what skills you need to be able to do that.
Yeah, don't get caught on your heels with this stuff. I mean, it's that spells for trouble. All right, Kron, I'm going to let you go because you have a lot on your plate and you need to formulate your kind of your new saying here. What was it? Habits?
Habit analytics?
Habit analytics, yes. So I'm
working on it, as you know.
I can't wait for that one. So good stuff. Anything else, Kron? Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, thank you very much for your time. Very excited about seeing you sometime soon, Mike.
Indeed, good to meet
in person again.
For sure, for sure. All right, Kron, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Everybody, Trellance's very own Kron Bala, talking about the four top tech skills every credit union needs today. So go check it out. Well done, sir.
Thanks so much.
You are welcome.